This recording, England 91, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start her new job at a superb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. She had tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that the course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price to pay for a cure. One thing that's kind of funny with him, we live now in Bakersfield, California, and we have an amazing home. Not necessarily amazing because it's the most beautiful home. It's pretty big size, but that isn't why it's amazing. It's an amazing home because it's fun and full of laughter and happiness. It's a really happy, lovely home. We share a home not only with our kids, but we have 3 dogs. One of them's called Daisy, one of them's called Foxy, and one of them's called Tobin. We also have a cat which now lives between us and Rebecca, and her name is Rosie. We have quite a big backyard. Well, I would say a back garden, but in America they call it a backyard. But we do have quite a big back garden, and we have lots and lots of fruit trees, and we have tomatoes and lots of fruits and vegetables in the summer that we grow. We also have 13 chickens, and some of them are named and some of them are not named, and they provide eggs for us and all our friends. As long as you bring a box, we'll give you some eggs. So we have a really perfect life. Other things we enjoy doing is spending time with our children. We enjoy traveling. We enjoy going to the coast. We enjoy wine tasting and just having a wonderful life. Things that are happening this year for me, I'm going to go back to England in a couple of months. My mum turns 80. So I'm going to go back to celebrate her 80th birthday. She doesn't yet know, so that'd be kind of a fun thing. Other things I always enjoy doing are supporting whatever my children are doing. So I love going to watch Rebecca doing shows. That really makes me extremely happy. She just did Chemical Imbalance at Fullerton, and I had to go and see it multiple times. Actually, more multiple times than I really want to admit to you. So what can I say? That makes me really, really proud. Other things that are special in our lives are that, you know, both of us are lucky enough to have good jobs. I work at a local hospital in Bakersfield, I'm a registered nurse, but now actually I work as a lactation consultant and a childbirth educator.